Thousands of people gather outside of the state capitol on Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The thousands of people there were there in protest of the Trump administration. CPR's Haley May was there reporting.
The hands-off rally was one of hundreds planned across the nation, with people protesting a range of issues, from cuts to Medicaid to security violations to newly imposed tariffs. It was high school freshman Aiden Shepard's first time attending a protest.
I am mostly just concerned about immigrants and everybody who he's trying to take away the rights from, everybody who he's trying to deport, veterans, all those kinds of people. I want to stand with those people and make sure that they get the rights that they deserve, you know?
The rally concluded with a march through downtown Denver. Haley May, CPR News.
Some longtime Colorado businesses are worried about how President Trump's tariffs will affect consumers. Jake Jabs is the CEO of American Furniture Warehouse, which has been around for almost 50 years. He gets about 40% of his products from 12 countries. Jabs says tariffs make everything more expensive and create enemies out of friends.
He wants to make America great again, and he thinks this is going to do it. But in my opinion, that's not. It's going to make America worse instead of great.
The Colorado Chamber of Commerce has also expressed some concerns over tariffs, which they say could impact competitiveness in a broader economy. Still, the tariffs do have support from some industry groups, such as textiles and cattle. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Have a great Sunday.